So we'd go out to Speakins, and right down here was his precinct, right down here, about 3 blocks, the schoolhouse. And so it was a hot race now, believe me. But we'd go out and have to get up and speak, make speeches. Well, when I was a kid going to school, I was kind of timid-like, and I'd run 2 pages of spelling by heart rather than get up and say 4 or 5 lines in a speech. Timid, you know, scared. Wasn't scared, just straight timid, that was all. So after I got in politics, and up 30-some years old, well, I had to get up and speak. I never memorized anything, I never wrote a speech. I just got up there, I'd let it run through my mind about what I was going to say or what had happened at the last speaking. Mm-hmm. I'd just get up and I'd start talking. And that's the way it happened. So some of the fellas was with me. You always have a bunch if you're pretty well known. You'll have a bunch that's for you, and they'll go with you around the speakings. Mm-hmm. And some of them got mad at me because I wouldn't get back at him. He'd cut up last, and he'd kind of cut me, you know, or say something out the way, and I'd get up his box, and I'd try to say something nice about him. Mm-hmm. So right down here in his box, I spoke first, and he followed me. Of course, there's other people running for different offices in there, you know, sheriff and different tax assessor and collector and all that. And so he got up, he followed me up at that night, and is getting kind of pretty close to the election. And I told, and then when we met down at a little place down here south of Texarkana in a Buchanan community, why, I told her, and it was a little light, just a little light hanging over the front door, just big enough, you know. And I made me some big pictures, big figures on yellow sheet paper. Mm-hmm. So I could see them without stuttering around. And I told the boys, I said, well, I'm going to put it on his sore back tonight. And boy, I burnt him up down there. And they said, laughed and said, well, by golly, we're satisfied now. So a place over here, south of town, after it was a runoff between he and I and these two other men, is what we call South State Line. Mm-hmm. Little community over there, about one store, maybe two, but one pretty good store and little church house around. And so then he just neglected them. So when I got up to make a talk, he led in the first election. Why, he got nearly all the votes, and the other three of us didn't get hardly any. I got next, and the other didn't get as many as I did. He got 4 or 5 apiece. Mm-hmm. And so I went over there and rode over those streets and roads and all. And I had one man that run a grocery store, a good friend of mine. He had nearly all the people over there traded with him. And I said, well, I'm going to put it on him tonight when we get over here. Mm-hmm. And I got up and I said, ladies and gentlemen, I said, I just want to ask y'all a question in the beginning. How in the world could a man be county commissioner 4 years, no cupboards in the streets, weeds growing up in the streets over the head? If you could tell me how y'all could vote for a man like that that treated you like that, I said, I just don't understand it. And I said, I believe, since I mentioned it,